Who wouldn't want to spend their golden years in the Villages? Pat and John, KISM. America's biggest retirement community. Wouldn't that be fun?
Don't you try to put us down.
It's the greatest generation.
Just because we've been around.
Wanting rest and relaxation.
You say we're all over the hill.
Hopped up on a medication.
Crashing golf carts, booze and pills. The greatest generation.
Greatest generation, baby.
The Villages Police Report, America's biggest retirement community down there in Florida.
Who knew retirement could be so much fun?
Well, 83-year-old Rita did. She has her arraignment set. It's not that often that you have those two words in the same sentence, 83-year-old and arraignment. We'll tell you about Rita in just a second, but first, I got to tell you about our girl Susie. Susie May, Brad. Susie May, who used her underwire bra to try to escape from jail 2 years ago.
Oh, I think I remember her.
Yep, she's back behind bars again. Susie was booked without bond Monday on a probation violation.
Is that old bond or is that just a legal bond?
Old bond, gold bond?
Gold bond is what it is, yes.
Yeah, she was, you remember the story a couple years ago about Susie May when she was driving around the Walgreens parking lot all drunk, and they tossed her into jail.
Well, and she tried to pick the lock with your underwire bra.
She tried removing the metal wiring from her bra, and and tried to get out the door that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that it didn't really work out that well. But she started scratching up her cell door with the wiring from her bra, and then tried to crawl out of some kind of small opening in the holding cell door. It's only like two. The opening's only like a couple of inches, yet she tried somehow squeezing through it. That didn't work, and she got stuck. Well, anyway, our girl Susie May was at it again, Brad. Drunk driving again, so a violation of the probation. She's going back behind bars once again, this time with no underwire bra.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Yeah, we've learned they don't let you have those underwire bras in prison.
You know who'd love to talk to her is 83-year-old Rita Jane. Rita Jane, a veteran of the Villages.
They always include your middle name when you're in trouble with the law.
She is going to be arraigned. She's had her arraignment set because of a parking dispute. Rita May has at 83 years of age, she's got a small area that is intended for overflow parking next to her home, and she polices that in case she's got, guests coming over, big gathering. She wants to make sure that her friends have a place to park. Well, there was another resident who lived next door who had family coming and decided, I want my family to park in right in my lot, so I'm going to park in Rita May's overflow lot. And I won't ask her for her permission. I'll just park in her overflow spot.
That was her first mistake.
And last, because when the woman came out to the overflow parking area the next day, the next day she was horrified, Brad, to discover that feces had been smeared all over her vehicle.
Rita May's parking rage. Did, 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 did.
So she called law enforcement. She took pictures of all this. This stuff was smeared on the windows, the door handles, the front windshield of her vehicle. Rita May, she put some effort into all this. It wasn't just a...
Rita May have to change her diet.
A neighbor's security camera captured all the fun, too.
Oh, good.
Showing Rita May carrying a grocery bag that appeared to be weighted. And you could see Rita May smearing things. Rita May, I guess, had some issues with most, it says here in the story, most of her neighbors in the past. When deputies questioned Rita May...
Sounds like she had a problem with most of her diet, too.
When deputies questioned Rita May, she said she had been walking her dog and said, hey, I'm allowed to freely walk wherever I want. And my dog did its thing, and I don't know, maybe the bag just kind of got away from me. She was taken into custody this past week, and her arraignment has been set. That is how you spend. That's fun.
Sounds like dirty politics to me. Yeah,
that is how you spend your golden years.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?